Hello and welcome to the Canon Cantina live at Star Wars Celebration. I still can't believe we're here. I can't believe the fire marshal got us extra permission to add these hundreds of people into this room. It's a podcast. Who's going to know, right?
All right. People at the back. I like that.
Thank you so much for coming to the Canon Cantina Live. My name is Mike. I am one of your hosts, and I am joined by my Star Wars best friend of like 25 years, Jesse. And it's real, man. It's happening.
It is so real. Hello there, everyone. And we are just humbled to be here, and we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. But just to go into what our show is real quick, we are a Luke Skywalker-centric podcast. And our kind of goal is to go through all the canonical and all the Legends texts about Luke Skywalker and kind of analyze them and see if they match up with the Luke that we have today, see if they don't, how they compare and contrast. That's our show in a nutshell. Today's a little bit of a different show.
Yeah, today's kind of a special show because I think we got some news yesterday. Like we got a new trailer for something new that's
happened.
Coming out yesterday. Yeah, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. But before we roll into that, we've got some space up here. I do want to say, if you are able and willing, let's go ahead and crunch this thing in and make it a bit more of a intimate, fun atmosphere.
That's right.
Here,
we got a lot of audience participation, and if you want to move
that's
up.
Right.
And
the more interactive this is, the more fun we are all going to have. Okay, cool. We got all the business out of the way. I guess we should start talking about that trailer, right?
I think so. And us being a Luke Skywalker podcast, the title of this film, it's enough. But yeah, we're going to get right into that.
So Jesse loves it when I surprise him with things on the show. And I do have a surprise for him right now. So before we get into talking about the trailer, David, you want to go ahead and hit the next track on there?
Let's do it.
Ever since Luke disappeared, people have been looking for him.
We've passed on all we know.
A lot of rumors, stories.
And I became a legend.
People that knew him best.
Luke.
Young Skywalker.
Luke.
It's all true.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
All of it.
1,000 generations live in you now.
That's what you get for staying up all night trying to make something new. Whoops.
Still new to me.
That's right.
I never heard that.
Okay. So was anybody else in the arena yesterday for the trailer?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, yeah. That was a great time. And Jesse, did you have any expectations going into the trailer? We all knew a trailer was coming, but we didn't know what I had no real expectations other than we would probably see some familiar faces. Were you expecting anything?
I definitely wasn't expecting Palpatine, but we'll get to that. I was expecting, I don't know, maybe just a lot of Rey and Kylo, and the title truly floored me. And the whole thing that JJ's been coining this whole time, we're going to tie all three trilogies together. We're going to tie all three trilogies together. He kept saying that over and over and over again, which I was the most excited for. And I think we got some of that in the trailer. So that kind of shocked me.
Yeah, we absolutely saw some of the things that are going to tie all three of the trilogies together. What did you think of that opening scene of Rey in the desert? I doubt that's back on Jakku, but just by herself with the lightsaber, and then we see a ship zooming in after her.
Unbelievable. Beautiful to start, and very evocative of like the early Star Wars, like the samurai and the westerns. And of course, we have the tie-in now to Lawrence of Arabia because that's filmed in Jordan, similar locations of Lawrence of Arabia, which is just awesome. Bringing Alec Guinness too, there's all layers and layers of awesomeness. But man, what a start to the trailer. No, like nothing, not just bombastic, not fast cuts, just these two characters. We assume it's Kylo. It looks like his gloves. I'm not sure.
One thing that maybe I hoped to see that we didn't see lightsabers clashing in this trailer. We just saw Kylo with his lightsaber. It looked like he was taking on a village with some First Order troopers. And then Rey, obviously, with her lightsaber, staring down a cool-looking TIE Interceptor. Did they announce that TIE Interceptor today in the Fantasy Flight panel?
Man.
Awesome.
Hope you guys had some news for us, yeah.
Yeah. So, Jesse, what did you think of the laughter at the end?
It was almost too much for me. You guys can witness my Canon Cantina people with me. The laughter followed by, if you were on the main stage, Ian McDiarmid saying "Roll it again," was almost too much.
Oh, when Ian McDiarmid came out, we were sitting up high enough. I was like, I can't quite see who that is. Oh, did Mark Hamill actually surprise people and come out to this thing? And then they finally turned the cameras on, and I was like, oh no. What's he going to say?
All red lights.
Yeah, and roll it again.
Man, it's good.
That was great.
Yeah, and if we're gonna tie all three trilogies together. Now, what's funny, I got to mention this right in here while we're at this moment. So we did a little story in the podcast, a Legends Luke Skywalker story called Dark Empire. Is anyone here familiar with Dark Empire?
Oh, we're gonna
about
have to talk
three
about...
people at least.
Oh, okay.
So we unfortunately think we have to revisit that again because the whole original idea of Dark Empire, which if you're not familiar with, is a Dark Horse comic in the 90s, and it was basically the resurrected emperor. I'm not sure that's going to be the case this time, but Palpatine being around is still something. Maybe he survived. Maybe it's some sort of Maul thing. I mean, there's all sorts of scenarios that could happen.
I wonder if sales of Dark Empire spiked on Amazon after the trailer went up yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to be looking that up. And
is Palpatine a clone? Did he somehow survive? Who knows? The scene of the Death Star remains in the ocean.
Oh.
I had no idea what to think of that. I first thought, well, there's no ocean planet that we've seen that has a Death Star around it.
Right.
And then I realized, oh yeah, Star Wars is evolving. We're just starting to get planets that have more than one ecosystem on them. And then Jesse explained to me, this was neat. As the wreckage from the Death Star started crashing into, we're assuming that's Endor.
Right.
That obviously is going to just create massive like landscape changes. That ocean, yeah, you pointed out this was good, wasn't there until those giant pieces of the Death Star crashed into the planet, made those cliffs that we see the waves crashing up against.
Yeah, some sort of Pangaea situation or something, which would be really interesting to see the whole ecosystem change if it is Endor. Now, of course, the next question we had, especially being a Luke Skywalker show, was, is it Yavin by chance? Just some weird reason, because the only other Death Star we've seen. And we know canonically, too, pieces of it fell to Yavin. So another thing could be possible. I don't know. Just fun things to think about. We're going to be doing this for a while, I think, Mike.
Yeah. So before we move on from that, since we are a Luke Skywalker podcast, Luke had some narration in the trailer. How do you think we're going to see Luke in the actual movie?
I mean, most likely is Force Ghost, as we all know and become familiar with. And of course, even now with The Last Jedi, some Force Ghost rules have changed. Which also gets interesting with the Palpatine stuff as well. And I say some rules have changed because we all saw Yoda manifest energy into lightning and, you know, burn the tree and break all Luke's expectations and frustrate Luke once again. So who knows what that means if Luke is actually in the netherworld of the Force now. And what could he do, you know? And well, not to mention, I keep mentioning this a lot because I'm a fan of all trilogies. I would say that, Mike. Big fan of all three trilogies.
Get it. You like the prequels. It's
and it would be pretty neat to see maybe some other Force ghosts. And we've had this discussion on the show a lot. But if Hayden came back and spoke with Kylo, that would be probably one of my highest things to get in the movie. Yes, some clapping. I like it. Whether he pushes Kylo further this way or further this way, that's not really up for me to say. But if he just attempts, right, and then it goes a certain way, that'd be pretty great. And of course, with Luke now as a Force ghost, we assume, I assume he's going to at least speak to Rey, try to guide her, maybe even speak to Ben again, maybe do some Mark Hamill making fun of him again. Some Mark Hamill stuff. So
you mentioned you're not sure which way Kylo might get pushed. I'm going to get some reaction from the people in here. Make some noise if you are expecting or you want Kylo Ren, Ben Solo to be redeemed.
Redeemed? Okay. Redeemed. People, yeah. All right. I'm going to do the rest of the show. Yeah, and of course that would tie in.
Okay, so maybe I'm in the minority on that one.
And of course that would tie in really well with Anakin, Grandpa, as we were told in Force Awakens. That could lead to some nice redemption. It really could. Bring it full circle, but we'll see.
Well, based on that reaction, I think I know the answer to this next one, too. Do we have any Reylo fans out here today? Are Reylo fans going to make some noise?
Don't be ashamed.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed.
No? Okay. So we're interested in redemption, but not necessarily Reylo happening in the movie. I can get on board with that.
That's kind of where I'm at, honestly. Yeah.
So we've had a little more than 24 hours to process the trailer. And I had a few hours last night to scour the internet, starting to read crazy theories. So we are going to play a game that we've done a few times on our show.
That's right.
Called It Came From Reddit. I am going to read a list of headlines or summaries of Reddit theories to Jesse. And he gets to figure out if it's something I actually read on online in a comment section on Reddit, or if it's something I made up. And I think Jesse would appreciate it if you all help him out when we start going through this list.
Right. So this is going to have some audience participation with me. We're basically going to try to determine if this is true or false, or Mike made it up or Reddit made it up.
Is it stuff I read online, or am I trying to mess with everybody?
And this is shockingly harder than you would think it is. I mean, it is unbelievable.
And if I read your Reddit theory, say something so we can give you credit. some of these were pretty outlandish, but
what could be TIE fun. Fighter is that?
Hey, Dave, let's see if this next clip works.
He was deceived by a lie.
That's all this segment is a bunch of lies. Okay, so we're going to start with some easy ones. So the first theory I read, supposedly online, Palpatine is actually dead, but he's the Sith equivalent of a Force ghost that's haunting the second Death Star. Did I read that online or did I make it up?
What do we think, audience? I mean, this is... You said this is starting easy, huh?
Yeah, starting easy.
Okay. It sounds online, but also sounds like a really good mic story, too. Let's go online, because that's what everyone else is
saying. That one was from Reddit, yeah.
Woo!
Okay.
Haunted Gothic Death Star. I'm ready for it.
Next scenario. Palpatine escaped his death by, at the last second, avoiding the Death Star reactor core by going into the world between worlds that we saw on Rebels.
Ooh, he rode there on a wolf.
He basically got himself a teleporter out.
That sounds like you, but let's ask the audience. I mean, internet or he made that up? Made it up. A couple people saying made it up.
It's not. That what? One was from Reddit.
Dave Filoni wrote that one.
Yeah, my boy Dave Filoni. Okay, next one. Lando isn't brought back into the fold by Chewie or by Leia's message in The Last Jedi. He's brought back by his old flame, Maz Kanata.
Whoa. What do you guys think? Is that internet or Mike? Mike, if you guys don't know, if you're not haven't listened to the show, he's a Lando person. I'm going to say
you. It was me. I came up with that one. I was disappointed we didn't get any Maz in the trailer, and I guess we might not see her in the movie at all. Okay, when Kylo says, "I'll finish what you started," he actually meant permanently killing Palpatine, because Kylo has known this whole time that Palpatine is still around. So he's talking about, "I will actually kill Palpatine, grandfather, because you didn't quite do it."
I'm going to say... Reddit. Also, I have a lot of strong feelings about this theory too. We'll go into it.
We'll break this one down later.
I'm very excited about this theory, at least.
Yeah, that one was from Reddit. Okay, next one. When Kylo says, "I'll finish what you started," he actually means that he will finish learning Plagueis' secret to using the Force to prevent death.
Okay, so finish what Anakin was starting and failed at.
Finish the other thing that Anakin started.
Wow. I'm going to say that's you, Mike.
Yeah, that one was me.
Okay. We're doing okay, guys. We're doing okay. Normally this goes a lot worse.
All right. Warwick Davis. We saw him yesterday. He will reprise his role as Wicket because that second Death Star is on Endor. And he'll be a very old but powerful Ewok king who united all the other Ewok tribes under Bright Tree Village to survive the Death Star raining down on them.
I mean, it's Reddit and I'm into it too.
I should post that on Reddit because I thought of that last night.
What? All right. Wicket's like has like a new village that floats on top of this new ecosystem, this ocean.
Yeah, this was out of my pitch script for episode 9, maybe. All right.
More Warwick.
In the flashbacks that we saw in The Last Jedi, somebody else activated Luke's lightsaber when he confronted Ben. So... somebody else caused that situation to happen by turning Luke's lightsaber on.
These are outrageous.
So the three flashbacks we got in The Last Jedi from the three different perspectives of Luke with his lightsaber over Kylo, those were just different interpretations of it. So this theory is saying that somebody else caused Luke's lightsaber to ignite at that point, knowing the path it would send Kylo down.
Well, and also the language that's used in the movie, the canonical part is still fairly vague. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we were showed flashbacks for the first time in Star Wars, which what do they actually mean from a cinematic sense? Are they true? Are they, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did somebody else set Luke up?
What do we think? Internet or him? What do we got? Internet? Yeah. Reddit?
Yeah, that was from Reddit. That was.
That's kind of okay. Like peak Reddit right there, I think.
Hondo Onaka will play a small but important role in helping the Resistance, partly encouraged by his prominence in Galaxy's Edge.
That's right. And he also has the Falcon in Galaxy's Edge.
If we're tying the trilogies together, why can't we tie Black Spire Outpost into it? So will we see Hondo? You think that that's from Reddit or not?
I think that's a Mike one.
Yeah, that's from some of my fanfic, too.
All the Mike ones are like your fanfiction, that's right. Hondo, Lando, Maz. You're seeing a trend here, too.
So we saw the news a few weeks ago that Matt Smith never said he was in the movie, but this next theory says he is in the movie and plays a young Palpatine.
Dark Empire style.
Yes. If you haven't read Dark Empire,
we're gonna keep
it's
saying
a trip.
It's a trip. I'm going to say Reddit. We had a couple people up here say Reddit. Reddit.
Yeah, that's Reddit.
Man.
All right, we got a couple more. Clad, the alien with no arms that we saw during the panel yesterday, is voiced by Carrie Russell. So she's in the movie, but voicing a weird, ugly alien.
Oh, my. I'm going to say that's you.
Yeah, that was me. I think we'll be a good troll.
But wouldn't put that past Reddit either.
You know.
Okay. Kira will have some representation in the movie to try and tie Solo into it as Janna's mom and Lando's baby mama.
Whoa. Once again, sounds like Mike fan fiction, but.
That one's from Reddit. That one wasn't me. All right. We got three more. A clone of Anakin Skywalker is the MacGuffin, so Dark Empire style, and everyone is racing to it to either resurrect Palpatine to like finish the cloning process or to stop it.
So Palpatine's gonna.
Yeah, they mentioned this movie is a journey basically, and they're trying to get to this clone of Anakin. Bad guys to turn them on for killing, good guys to stop it.
That sounds like Reddit. It really does, but. A lot of people are saying, Mike, the room's kind of split here.
That one was actually a YouTube comment section.
The most vile place.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So you all have seen the awesome mural that's out there.
Yes.
There were some familiar faces in there. Maybe that was a low-key way of announcing that Pierce Brosnan is in the movie playing Thrawn.
Right. Looks exactly like him.
If you look at the Rebels section, Thrawn looks just like Pierce Brosnan on there.
I think this is Reddit, because I thought of that too. I'm like, this is probably going to pop up on Reddit immediately.
No, that was me. Okay. I actually thought I even said that one to you.
It'll probably be there next week.
Okay, last one. Rey is indeed a Skywalker. JJ goes for the hard troll, and Rey is essentially a descendant of one of Shmi Skywalker's other children that she had after Anakin left.
A virgin in the Force.
Yeah.
Reddit. We're getting a lot of Reddits, yeah. Reddit.
That one was me, and in my fanfic, I'm saying that Rey is the granddaughter of Jake Skywalker, if we're just going to tie all of that back into
it. It's a whole other thing. Someone just said your mind is twisted. I want it to be recorded on the mic.
That's true. Okay.
Welcome.
That was a lot of fun. So if you haven't taken time to read some comment sections, it's a good time now that there's a new trailer up.
Right.
Okay. So for the last section of the show, we want this to be kind of the bigger section. We are a Luke Skywalker podcast. We want to talk about the positive ways that Luke Skywalker has impacted our lives. What are our favorite Luke Skywalker moments? It could be something from the movies, something from the old Legends novels or comics or cartoons or whatever.
Dark Empire.
No, I'm not going to say Dark Empire.
I'm just kidding.
Jesse, do you want to start? What is your favorite Luke Skywalker moment. And we do want to hear from you all too. So we've got a wireless mic. I'm going to come around and ask people about your favorite Luke Skywalker moments.
Well, mine is, mine is probably one that a lot of people might have. It's not super exciting, but I think it's probably quintessential Luke Skywalker. It is essentially the shot after Vader pulls Luke out of the shadows, saying, "Your sister." Luke has a bout of the dark side, comes after Vader, cuts Vader's arm, you know, pretty far down. And then, of course, we see the foreshadowing, Luke's seeing what he's becoming into Vader. And then immediately that's followed by Luke kind of waking up and saying, "What have I done to my own father? Where am I? Who, we're the same. I'm turning into him." And I'm throwing my lightsaber away and saying, "You know, I'm a Jedi like my father before me." And he, you know, almost dies to the Emperor. And he actually, at this point, is pretty convinced he's going to die, I think. And then, of course, this leads to Vader's redemption. So it's kind of the Luke Skywalker moment. But
yeah, I don't think anyone's going to argue with that one. Ooh, this one.
I've got like about 50, yeah. But that's my, you know, number one.
So for me, I was first introduced to Star Wars not by the movies or books or anything. I was 5 years old on a trip to Disney World, and I rode Star Tours. That was my first exposure to Star Wars. I got off the ride. I was like, "Dad, that was awesome." And he's like, "You know, there's movies of this." And then my brain exploded. And then I got home and watched A New Hope, and I was like, "What do you mean that Captain Rex isn't the star of these movies? Dad, you lied to me." But I was really interested in the spaceship aspect of Star Wars, the particularly the Death Star trench run. So I think that just the Battle of Yavin in Episode 4, Luke barely making it down the trench to get the proton torpedoes off to destroy the first Death Star, that is the most memorable Luke moment to me, because it was my first exposure to Star Wars. Like, okay, he's the hero. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. And the five-year-old me like jumps up and starts yelling at the TV. I want to hear from some of you. If you want to volunteer a hand, or if you make eye contact with me, I'm not above just shoving the mic in your
Mike's
face.
Mike's going to come to you, okay?
Let's go over here. Say your name for us and your favorite Luke Skywalker memory.
My name is Dion. For me, I got my first Star Wars movies for my 10th birthday. Kids at school were talking about Star Wars. I had no idea what it was. Got them on cassette. Super excited. Got through the first two movies and was like, "Luke is kind of lame, honestly. I thought he was kind of lame." I was like, "All right, he was lucky on the Death Star," is what I was thinking. He got his hand chopped off at the end of the second one. And then the moment where R2 throws the lightsaber out when he's above the Sarlacc pit, I was like, "This guy's legit." And then from then on, I was in love with Star Wars.
That might be number two for me. It's, you know, there's a lot.
I'll come back to this side. Hands up over here. Yeah, we'll just kind of work the room a little bit. What's your name and what's your favorite Luke memory?
So my name is Kari, and I'm a bit older. I did see the original one, A New Hope, and the movie theater when I was 6. So that just tells you how old I am. And I was a little kid, and I remember when in A New Hope, when he goes down and Dagobah down in the goes into the cave and he sees Darth Vader, and then he draws his lightsaber, and then he sees his own face. I remember as a kid, that freaked me out. Like, I'm like legit. I was like, "What just happened?" And to this day, like, if I think about that movie and one of the moments, the early moments that just kind of was like, "What is going on?" That was one of them. So that's old school.
I was also legitimately freaked out by that moment when I was 5 years old, because I watched them all back to back right then. Definitely. Let's come over here. What's your name, sir, and what's your favorite Luke moment?
My name's Dom, and I am also old school Star Wars, and saw the original in 77 in the theater.
All right.
But my favorite moment is from Last Jedi, when his force projection does the little dirt off the shoulder move. Come on.
Yeah, that was perfect. I don't know if that was Mark Hamill improvising or scripted or whatever, but that moment actually like elevated that scene even more. Let's go right here.
My name's Ryan, and I mean, out of all the favorite Luke moments, you gotta give it to him choking down green milk Green milk for the win. I mean, it takes a real man to stomach that kind of lactose. So, okay, yeah. Real moment is definitely when he approaches Jabba's hut from the shadows, a new man, darker, more mysterious. Yeah, that was like, that's a new Luke. And
yeah, that intro at Jabba's palace was great. I would have accepted your first answer, though. I thought that was pretty...
You start with blue milk and he went to green.
Okay, I will come over here. I will try to get to everybody, sorry.
Yeah. My favorite Luke moment is when Leia kisses Luke and Han's really, well, I was going to say annoyed. I was going to say something else, but I'll think the word annoyed. That's my favorite Luke moment.
And then Luke just kind of leans back, you know, showing off a little bit. So let's come back over here.
My name is Paul. I'm also one of the old school fans. Saw A New Hope and back mm-hmm. in the when it was released. Back when we just knew it as Star Wars. But I would say, aside from the Return of the Jedi moment, like you guys already mentioned, I would say the I am your father moment, which to me was the point where his whole arc up until then, he was just this up and coming farmer boy trying to do right and everything, and he knows what he has to do, and he's got to take out Vader, and all of a sudden, guess what? He's your father, and just totally throws his whole arc into a tailspin, and I think that just always will always sit with me.
Yeah, I think that moment was, you know, designed to hit people pretty hard. And, you know, I first saw those as a kid. You didn't ever really think about spoilers back in the 90s. And I remember ruining the big twist of Empire Strikes Back for somebody at school. I was like, oh, what? You mean you haven't seen Empire Strikes Back? You didn't know that Darth Vader was Luke's father? Yeah, we got time to do a couple more of these.
Okay. My name is Steven. Empire was actually the first movie I saw. My parents was a little kid. I saw it for the first time with them. They had never seen anything before. They realized afterwards that one probably should not have started with Empire, especially since I was like 5 or 6. And then they went back and saw the other ones. Pretty much, I love Empire, anything he does. The one problem I have now with watching Empire and Luke, he's at Dagobah. It's hot. He strips down. When he leaves the planet, he puts on a snowspeeder jacket again. Why? I understand that was costuming and writing, but whoever did that, I want to say, it was like, okay, we have CGI technology. Can we fix that? Because, you know, he's not wearing his snowspeeder jacket when he gets to Cloud City. But why did he put that jacket back on? And I will say that drives me nuts. Every time I watch the movie now, I was like, why? It's hot. You have been running around in a tank top because it's so bloody hot. And you put the snowspeeder jacket on right before you leave. Why?
That is something I had literally never noticed before, and now we'll never be able to stop noticing. Thank you.
See, I always retconned that because you don't want to know it was on those clothes that were in the swamp, so he had to change back.
I still go back to the first movie and the first scene, which I'm old enough that I was there on the first day in 1977 at the Cine Capri in Phoenix. So that hooked me immediately. I was already a sci-fi fan. I think the first movie I remember was Forbidden Planet in 1954. So this is part of my history and who I am as we get to generations of science fiction fans.
Thank you very much. Forbidden Planet is on my list. I haven't seen it yet, but I will get to it. All right, let's do two more. Is there one more? Okay, yeah.
Awesome.
My name is Christabel. My very first Star Wars movie was Empire Strikes Back, and thus it's, you know, my favorite Luke moment. And I think it was when he failed, like seeing him throw a tizzy fit, and I was like, I understand you. I'm a kid. Like, I totally understand it. And now I look back and I'm like, wow, you really weren't cut out for that job. Like, you were really bad. But at the same time, it was like a learning moment for me because it's also my favorite moment in all of Star Wars. Because I love Yoda's speech afterwards where he's like, do or do not. And like the idea of us all being luminous beings. So because he threw the hissy fit, I got my favorite moment. So it's kind of like it's a connection thing. Like, I like the fact that Luke was like me at some point where I also was like, I can't do it. I'm just going to throw my hands up. And then he gets that lecture and he's like, okay, yeah, I believed I couldn't do it. And therefore I didn't even put in the effort. I tried. And that's the difference between like actually accomplishing something that you want to do and just attempting it. And that was a learning lesson for me.
Great answer.
I got a lot of feels I got to process after
that. Yeah, me too.
Had similar experience and never put it quite in those words. We got time for one more up here.
What is up? My name's Ryan. Favorite Luke moment, actually, I have to agree, comes in Last Jedi, where he legitimately does the most Jedi thing possible and defeats an entire army without actually fighting. And at the same time shows off the most powerful force ability we've ever seen ever by projecting himself across the galaxy. I think that's just like kind of him accepting that he's going to be this legend that everyone wishes he would be. And he was so reluctant to be him just being like, okay, this is what I am, a symbol, and doing that. That's a really good, I felt was a really good close to his character in the movie.
Well, a nice echoing of Obi-Wan, of course. So just higher power level, maybe. So something like that.
Wow, that was great. Thank you all very much.
That was awesome.
For doing that. I've got some things I need to go back and rewatch and look for. The call it Jacket Gate now, I guess. Yeah, okay, cool. So, Jesse, we're going to have to start to wrap up here soon. Do you have anything else about Celebration that that we've learned? What are you looking forward to the rest of the time that we're here?
Just hanging out with people, just doing what we're doing right now, meeting people, and just being in this environment. Like, as we were just doing this, Mike, a BB-8 just rolled by, and he turned his head and looked through the door. Only in Celebration that can happen, right? And it's hard to quantify and tell people. People are like, oh, I've been to cons, and this is a whole nother level because everyone here is family, and everyone here is Star Wars. It's Star Wars, right? And there's something for Star Wars has something for everyone. You don't have to like it all. You don't have you might like me maybe, yeah. It's just. It's my first memory is seeing Star Wars. We count this on the podcast. Similar to Mike's story, my first memory was seeing Star Wars. I was 3 and a half, and my dad was like, he's old enough now. We're just going to cover his eyes during the Cantina scene and the Tusken Raider scene, and I think he can handle the rest. And man, since then, it's just been family, and my dad and mom showing it to me all the way to now, and just getting to hang out with people. So I think it's my favorite part about Celebration. And, you know, just getting giddy, walking past a mall in the hallway or something like that. It's just fun.
Yeah. So we've had some people come in since we started, and that's great.
That's right.
We do have some stuff to give away. So when we wrap up, everybody feel free to come up here to the front. We have some Canon Cantina pins. We've got some buttons that have Luke on them. And we actually have two very awesome, like, exclusive giveaways. We have... from Star Wars Celebration 2015. It was exclusive Grand Admiral Thrawn trilogy art back in 2015.
And these two pieces of art are keeping with our show where we examine canon and legend side by side. Because the next piece is a canon piece. It's an art piece from the floor today. It's the Cantina scene. It's incredible. So you guys out here that just came in later and things like that, anyone that doesn't have one of these stickers, Mike's going to run you out a sticker.
That's right. So we gave these stickers out with numbers on the back. So if you need one, raise your hand and I will run over and bring them to you.
So while Mike's doing that, I guess I'm going to tell you guys more about the podcast and where you can find us. Because if you guys like Luke Skywalker, you like the story, we do these deep dives every single week on one sacred Jedi text is what we call it.
So
for instance, Dark Empire, we did one episode on Dark Empire. There was a deep dive. Everything, all those decisions Luke makes in Dark Empire, is that Legends version of Luke consistent? Is it not? Is this canon version of Luke consistent? Is it not? So you can find us on any podcast feed at just The Canon Cantina. So if you have Apple Podcasts on your phone, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, any of these things, we have all these. If we're not on your podcast app of choice, let us know. And on social media, we're at The Canon Cantina, and we'd love for you guys to follow us and talk with us on there. We're posting a lot right now this weekend, posting a lot of hangouts and places we're going to be and things like that. And on top of that, we have the website, thecanoncantina.com, and we have some stuff on TeePublic, some really good designs. Mike made one. It's Luke standing in front of the First Order.
I learned a lot about Photoshop getting ready for this.
You did pretty good. And we have shirts on the Tee Public if you search the Canon Cantina as
well. Have you held up those shirts, by the way?
I have not.
Yeah. We also have a few shirts. You know, we were only able to bring like one box with us, but go ahead and hold up so people can see the design on it. If we have your size, please take one. And if you wear it the rest of the week, you know, wear it tomorrow and we see you the rest of the week, we'll stop by, take some pictures with you. All right, let's get our numbers out. We'll give away the Thrawn art first. Does anybody have a sticker with the number 75 on the back? 75, nice. All right. Come on up.
Awesome.
And I just noticed your shirt, and I think it's hilarious. The seagulls, stop it now.
Seagulls.
Yeah. So. We got you up here, and we didn't talk to you earlier, so I'm going to ask, can you tell us your name and what your favorite Luke Skywalker moment is?
My name is Nicole. Is that on? I'm honestly going to have to agree. I think that with the gentleman over here who was saying that the brush off the shoulder, and yeah, I think that's amazing. So hate to repeat, but that would be my favorite.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Well, here's your Thrawn.
All right. And for the big one, the cantina scene, the random number generator is generating. Do we have number 33 in the house today? All right,
man.
Yes. Awesome.
We're about to put you on the spot as well. So
that's the price. You have to say something.
So, Luke Skywalker in mind, what's your favorite moment of
thanks. Probably the first 20 minutes or so of Return of the Jedi when he like comes back. So I'm old enough to be original trilogy guy, and it's like, wow, Luke's a badass now. Like now he's a real Jedi.
So. Last mistake you'll ever make. That always that scares me every time.
All right, that was great. So we are going to wrap this up, but please, we've given away our big prizes, but like we said, we've got coasters, stickers, buttons, t-shirts. Please take all the swag. Share things with your friends. Thank you so much. I hope we picked up some new fans today. When you see us the rest of the week, say hi. And if you have time, come on up here and let's grab a picture with everybody.
We were talking about doing a group photo with everybody, and also we have pens and coasters. And that are all for everyone here.
David, so. Will you hit that last track, please?
Boring conversation anyway.